Eric Essex. What's going on?
Hey, Monica. How you doing, sweet?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I am doing well.
Good. I know you are a busy beaver. You got a lot going on. And it's been a while since we last spoke. So what have you been up to?
Well, I think the last time we talked, I was promoting the Evolution album. And that album did really, really well. And it was, I guess that was back, was it in April of last year?
It was about April. It was about May-ish. Yeah, about May-ish, right. I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it came out April 30th, so that was the last time we talked. So now, we did a lot of touring and concerts and school performances to promote that record, and it was very successful. It was the most downloaded album, and Foot Soldiers was the most downloaded single on iTunes that I've ever had. Biggest selling record on my record label.
Congrats.
Yeah, it's in 10 years, so very successful record. So I'm really, really proud of it. It was on the playlist for XM Radio for weeks in the top five. Made it all the way to number one. Number one on the Smooth Jazz Independent charts, and in the top five of the Smooth Jazz Top 50. So, I mean, it just had so many milestones as a result of that record, and I'm very proud of it.
That is awesome. That is great news. It was a great project, and I know you've got to be elated, and which only is going to make you work harder for the next one, right?
Exactly, which I'm already beginning to work on for this year, so can't really talk about it right now, but I think it's going to be another landmark project for me, something I've never done before.
Well, I'm gonna just sit here and hold tight till you. I'm just gonna sit here and wait to get the big news. I can't wait, and I hope you let me know as soon as you open up the bag.
I sure will. I'll certainly let you know. I'm really excited about it. I'm arranging all the music for it now. But the other thing that I did that I've done since then, since we talked last, is I created this music and travel experience that I've called Eric Essex Jazz Escape. It's going to be held here in Birmingham, Alabama on Labor Day weekend this year.
Well, is this your first time doing this? Your second time? Is this going to be an annual thing?
This is the first time that I've done an event like this. For the past 8 years, I have been doing an event called the Preserve Jazz Festival, which I started back in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I decided that I would let that project go, and because I wanted to do something that was smaller, more intimate, and was, you know, a combination of a travel experience and a music experience all in one. There are several events in the Birmingham area that are very similar to the Preserve Festival,
mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do something that was very different, and the Jazz Escape is just that. It's something that's totally different from anything else that's being done in this area.
So when you sat back and you thought about doing something a little bit different, making it, you know, putting Eric's handprint on it, were you thinking long term? Were you thinking annual? And if you had to sum it up and give it like your vision for the Jazz Escape, I know you wanted to make it like a total package, a traveling experience, a touring experience, a musical experience. Was that your original vision? Or
it was. I wanted to do an annual event because, in addition to creating this festival, I created a foundation called the Eric Essex Foundation for the Arts and Education. I'm involved in lots of projects annually that reach out to anywhere from 3,000 to 6,000 kids, high school and middle school kids, every year.
Mm-hmm.
And in the form of clinics, performances, master classes, and those kinds of things. think, and I really wanted to expand my work in that area. So I started the foundation, and so the Jazz Escape is a way to fund those projects every year.
Uh-huh.
I've been pretty much, along with the Alabama State Council on the Arts, funding these clinics and performances myself every year. And, you know, it's expensive, you know, because I usually take a full band with me, and these musicians come from all over the country and different parts of the country, and, you know, we do anywhere from, 10 to 20 performances a year, and I wanted to double that and do even more and other kinds of clinics and things that I think would interest young people and educate and promote jazz and promote music. And, you know, I can't do it with my resources. I wasn't able to do it on the level that I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I started the Jazz Escape in order to fund these different programs. And that's hopefully going to be the source for a lot of the things that I'd like to do in terms of our resources.
So you've actually made it so it serves a broad spectrum. It's bigger than just the music and the artists and the weekend itself. You know, it'll have the ability to touch lives, you know, to reach out and impact lives throughout the year.
Exactly. It's a lot more than just the concert during Labor Day weekend every year. It's the proceeds from this event will fund programs that will go on throughout the year and reach thousands of young people. You know? So, and you know, I do these things not just in Alabama, but in all parts of the world. I've done them in Israel. I've done them in Hungary. You know, I've done them in Ukraine, where we're having some
issues right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Been there, you know, doing these clinics and performances and. You know, I just want to continue spreading this music and Southern culture and what we're all about here in Alabama, civil rights movement. And, you know, there's just so much to talk about. And I want to kind of, you know, as you said, broaden my scope here and reach out to more kids every year.
Well, I heard you specifically named it an escape instead of a festival. Now, why that choice, Eric?
Well, yeah, you know, when you say festival, so many images come to mind right away. You know, and this event is really not like that at all. You know, you think, you know, you got to bring your own seating, and you're sitting outside and the elements and you know, for
right.
me, so many things come up.
And, bring your coolers and your snacks. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this isn't this event. I call it the escape because it's so different from all of that. You know, my goal, and it'll be what it's going to be. You know, it'll have its own character, and we'll see what it's actually going to be. My goal and my vision is that it's an event where, you know, you're carefree. You know, you come to the Renaissance Ross Bridge Golf Resort and Spa, and everything is taken care of for you. You know, we got seating, and this main stage is under a 6,000 square foot tent. There are no big crowds. You know, there'll probably be anywhere from 500, 600, 700 people max at this event. So, you know, it has an intimate feel. The artists are right there. No, you're not outside in the elements. You know, you're under this comfortable tent. There's food, restaurants in the resort. There's golf. There's 21,000 square foot spa. I mean, just all of these wonderful amenities at the hotel
mm-hmm.
has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
This secluded, lush environment. You know, you feel like you're a million miles away at the Ross. That Renaissance Ross Bridge, and everything is right there. The concerts are there. Everything is held right there at the even built in times for people who really want to explore the great things that Birmingham has to offer. And we've got a lot to offer in Birmingham that people don't even know about. Great restaurants, great shopping. The Civil Rights Museum is there. Just tons of great things that people can discover about our great city in Birmingham that they don't have any idea even exist here.
Right.
So we built time for people to explore the city as well, if that's what you want.
And get a little culture. And some, get some history and some culture.
Some history, some culture.
Good food.
You know, we like to eat in the South.
Good food.
You know, we got some great food, great restaurants here, great Southern cuisine. So there's a lot to see and do. And so we left the Saturday of the event open for people to explore Birmingham and do what we have to offer.
Well, sounds like it definitely is different than anything I can think of. Like you say, it's not out in the elements, because that is the first thing you think about when you think about a festival is you're in the elements. And nothing's worse than, okay, well, I've paid all this money, and today it decides it wants to rain. So, and guess what? The show is going to go on whether you are there or not. So, you know, and that's the downside to... that's the only, I think, downside to a festival. But hey, you know, some people brave it. Some people, I don't know. I like being outside, but not, I don't love being outside, especially if it's hot. No, not interested. And in Alabama in August, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. Actually, in Alabama, it's going to be hot from April until this year. From April until November.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we didn't actually start cooling off here till December. And in fact, it was even warm December on Christmas Day.
So, but you know, thank God you have this venue.
Yeah, and what's cool about it is it's outside, it's underneath the one of those structured tents.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's nothing blocking your view on the underneath this tent. But right outside, you can see beautiful golf courses and beautiful, lush, you know, environment of Ross Bridge right outside. I mean, so you're covered, but you're outside.
And they're in the evening, right? They're in the evening. Your shows are in the evening?
The first one is in the evening.
Okay.
Mark Culbertson goes on at 8 o'clock on Saturday evening. So, yeah, it's you know.
Perfect.
Hopefully we can. Have perfect weather, you know, and it's nice. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then on Sunday, you know, the gates open at 3 o'clock. Yeah, 3 o'clock. First act goes on at 4. So, you know, it's the evening in Birmingham. It's a late afternoon. So, you know, chances are it's starting to cool off right about that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Frank McCombs going on first, and then I'm going to go on with my band, and then we'll have Tracy Hamlin from Pieces of a Dream, former singer with Pieces of a Dream, lovely Kim Scott, and the electric Karen Briggs. So an all-ladies set there in the middle of the afternoon, and then we're going to wind up with Rick Pond as our headliner on Sunday. So, you know, we've got a great lineup for the festival this year, and it's only going to get better.
Sounds good to me. You got it all figured out. So is your lineup complete? Are you done? Are you holding out for any surprises? You know, we like surprises.
We do have a couple of other, we have three other events that will be part of the festival held right here on the property. And we've also got three other bands that will be providing live music. Most people have heard of Roman Street, and they're a really good band. And they're actually from Alabama, down in South Alabama, Mobile. They're playing Friday evening. Then Saturday night after the Brian Culbertson show, we've got the Kelly O'Neill Band, which is a wonderful band led by saxophonist Kelly O'Neill. And this is going to be part of the Jazz Escape After Party, which is in the ballrooms of the hotel. So, once again, right there on the property. And just come out and have a great time. It's not a sit down, listen to the band kind of thing. It's
right.
Just, you know, party kind of vibe at this part of it.
It sounds classy, very, very classy, Eric.
Trying. You know, trying to keep it classy.
I mean, I love it. It sounds what are you the venue alone. Come on now. You're providing your backdrop is so elegant and so you know, it's classy, and what you're doing with the entire escape is on another level. So yeah, it's classy. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna call it classy.
and then the final thing is the jazz brunch that I was telling you about earlier. We've got a great, great band, the Jazz Fisher Group, is going to perform during the jazz brunch. The jazz brunch is really for those individuals who are coming in from out of town and staying at the hotel. And I'm going to tell you, they lay a spread out over there at Ross Bridge for those brunches. I mean, you'll be full for the rest of the day behind that, I guarantee you.
Good. That's a good thing. Yeah, see, and you're giving people an opportunity to purchase general admission tickets, or tell me about the tickets and how they work and the website where those interested can find more information, Eric.
Sure. The website is www.jazzescape.com.
Okay.
And on the website, if you go to the tickets and reservations page, you'll see two boxes at the very top of the page. One is to click on for a two-night stay, and one you can click on for a three-night stay. The two-night stay is a little over $400. The three-night stay is a little over $600, I think around $650. And that includes your rooms, tax, and admission to the brunch on Sunday morning, which the brunch alone is a $50 per person proposition. So, you know, the brunch for you and whoever's staying with you, brunch for two is included in that price. That's $100 right there.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. So, those are the room packages. Right underneath, we've set it up so that you can buy your tickets separately. Now, the general admission tickets for everything that's going on at the Jazz Escape for that three-day period, except the jazz brunch, unless you're staying at the hotel, $135. So for $135, you get all the concert experiences, the after party, all of that. And then for $175, you get an upgrade to the VIP package. And the VIP package is, you know, seating in the first 10 rows, I mean, really an intimate experience. And we got food and beverages available before the show starts on Sunday in our Jazz Escape Lounge. So you can go to the lounge, grab some great food and drink, and come back and get your hopefully, you know,
right.
Jazz Escape
right
on that Sunday. So it's a great package. We're going to try to set it up so that after the event is over on Sunday night and Saturday night, you can meet the artists, buy CDs, and, you know,
a little meet and greet.
Do a meet and greet and really, you know, have an intimate experience with the performers as well as listening to the music. You know, that's the vision. Hopefully, it'll turn out even better than we planned.
I'm sure. It sounds like you have it so well figured out, and you know it's a lot of work that goes into it. I can't imagine, but it, you know, what you're doing and the layout and the plan, it seems very smooth. I mean, it from, you know, from the outside looking in, I know for you it may not be smooth, but you know, just the fact that you left the day open on Saturday, you know, just the daytime, I mean, that's a good thing, because you people do have the chance to do something else than just, you know, they don't have to worry about rushing. Okay, well, I got to sit and do this all day long. No, you give them a chance to enjoy other experiences, which is
exactly.
A good thing.
And Monica, the way I always plan all of my events is I think about, I play festivals all over the world, and I always take note of those things that seem to work best and those things that really don't work at all. And so I bring those kinds of things to the events that I plan. And then I think about myself, what do I like when I go out and when I'm, when I actually have time to go to something? Where I'm not working, what do I like? What kinds of things do I like? And I like convenience. That's one thing I like. And I like to stay in a nice, room and with a nice bed, and walk downstairs and have a nice breakfast and, a nice spa if I want to do that, and get a nice massage. And then my days, I don't like for my days to be so packed. When I'm rushing to try to go see the bands and I'm rushing to go see this. I like to have a little relaxation built into my day so that I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of the whole thinking behind leaving the Saturday open. You got all day. Just kind of do what you want to do, and you're not missing anything. And then you come on back, and Brian Culberson's going to entertain us. And later on that night, everybody's like, well, what are we going to do now? Well, we got the after party.
You're not going to bed. We're not going to sleep. How about that? We're going to party some more.
We're going to party some more. Or we're going to just hang out and talk. And, it's just a really, we hope that it'll be an interactive experience as well. And, who knows? It might turn into a jam session. Brian might come on over to the after party. You just never know what will happen when everybody's in the same place. So. We just want to make it something.
I like it. Right. I like it. I think that part right there you have accomplished. You have already set it apart. You've made it. It is described, and it's as an escape, and it kind of is an escape because to be somewhere out in mm-hmm. on this beautiful in this beautiful location away from everything, yet have access to things if you want.
Exactly.
And you don't have to get in your car. You don't have to worry about being mobile if you don't want to. You can sleep in if you so feel like it. Sounds good to me. Sounds like you've mastered the art of keeping it all, keeping it in as much as you can in one place for everybody. And that experience is different than anything I've seen. So, mission accomplished, friend. Mission accomplished. Well, I'm excited, and I know you are. What do you have any more work to do in between now and then? What will you be doing, Eric?
Well, we put the finishing touches on the lineup last Friday, so getting Rick Braun confirmed was the big piece of the puzzle. So now that we've got the acts confirmed, we can move on to just making sure logistically everything is in place, and that's always my biggest. My biggest concern is that there are no bumps in the road, in the weekend, that everything runs smoothly. So now that's going to be the thing for me is just putting everything in place so that it runs smoothly.
Okay, and are you doing any more dates for yourself, or are you just kind of working on escape stuff?
Well, people always say, well, when are you going on tour? And I'm always on tour.
Right. I live on tour.
So professionally on the road, most of us jazz musicians, we never stop. So I'm always doing gigs as well as, planning these events. And then I work also at the University of Alabama at the Alice Stevens Performing Arts Center. I'm the artist coordinator there, so I'm always involved in, doing shows and taking care of artists at the center. So, and also working on some programming there as well.
So
there's always something going.
Is your Jazz Escape information tied to your personal to Eric Essex webpage as well?
I haven't put anything about the escape on my personal page, which is ericessex.net.
Okay.
Tried to make keep the two things kind of separate for now. But, of course, as it gets closer, I'm sure I'll have some information on my
Okay, and Facebook. Do you have anything on Facebook?
Yeah, we're all over Facebook. Facebook.com/Des, I think it's / Eric Essex Jazz Escape. And, or if you just put Jazz Escape in a Eric Essex Jazz Escape in a search engine, it'll pull it up on Facebook. And we're also on Twitter at Jazz Escape.
So, oh, I'm excited. I got some Twitter. Oh, I can tweet too. Okay. You are all ready. I am so excited to be in on the ground floor of this phenomenon that is sure to be one of those that go on and on and on and on. And in years from now, we'll be talking about it and saying it is now, is still, the Jazz Escape is one of the most talked about music events. I'm not going to say festivals. You see, I didn't say festivals. One of the music events, that fans anticipate of the year. So you're just in the beginning, and I'm so happy for you. I have no doubt that it will be fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. And I'm going to be there. I'm coming.
Well, that gets me excited that you're going to be here, and that the people that I never have really gotten a chance to interact with in person are all saying that they're coming, and I'm so excited about that. You know, people that are that I meet that have met online that really love the music, and you know, they say they're coming on, they're coming out. In fact, some of them have already bought tickets, so I'm excited about the prospect of meeting a bunch of new friends and enjoying some great music with them at Jazz Escape.
Well, I have to thank you for sharing your vision and for implementing your vision, and you know, for stepping out and taking that leap and going forward with what you wanted to do. And it's such a huge undertaking, like I said, but I appreciate the fact that you took the extra effort and wanted to make it different. And you know, one that has Eric's name all over it, as in not Eric Essex, but has Eric Essex, what the things that he would like, you know, the things that he enjoys, because that kind of, I mean, who would enjoy those things? The same, a nice bed, a nice place, a nice venue, a nice, you know, luxuries and everything in one spot. So thank you for bringing what you enjoy and your vision to life so all of us can enjoy it.
Thank you so much for putting it that way, and I really hope that the concept works and that people will get it, and that, you know, every year we'll sell this thing out way before the event takes place. You know, that's my goal, is to make it a destination for a lot of people every year, you know, wanting to come back to Birmingham, visit our great city, and listen to some great music out at Renaissance Ross Bridge.
Well, and do you happen to have the website for the hotel? Well, and even if not, it's on the Jazz Escape page, correct? When they go on the Jazz Escape website?
Exactly. If you go to our page, you'll see the icon for the Renaissance Ross Bridge, and it'll take you to the page for the hotel, and there are tons of pictures there where you can actually see the hotel, the rooms, and the property surrounding it, the golf courses, the spa. I mean, they've got some great pictures there that'll really give you a good sense of what the hotel looks like and feels like.
Well, fabulous, Eric. I'm going to let you get back to work. I know you are a busy, very busy man. My goodness, I don't know how you do it all. And I will get to work on my end, spreading the word and you know, letting people know, because I think it'd be a wonderful thing to support, and I'm all in, so I'm gonna try to get everybody I know to be all in.
there you go.
Well, I got it, and I appreciate your time, Eric, again, and we will be speaking soon, and you take it easy, okay? Get some rest.
Thank you so much, Mom.
Okay, dear. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye bye.